a very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio. Howard came with you through to the top of the hour with some wonderful swinging sounds. What have we got? Bit of Mel Torme, we've been enjoying dipping into that one. Cyril Stapleton, haven't heard from him for a while. Ramblings with Mr. Gilly Potter. But we'll start off with what I hope it's going to be for you, me, and everyone else. An enchanted evening. What a lovely way to get going. Some enchanted evening. It almost had a festive feel about that, didn't it? And speaking of which, I think it's about time we should have a little bit of festive music, so I think we might start dropping some in this evening and over the next week or two, and we'll have a full-on Christmassy one. Well, closer to the big day, I suppose. I hope you're ready, or as ready as you are likely to be. As per when I'm out and about, it's usually a clear split, isn't it, between those who are full on Christmas and are all very organised. They've got their tree sorted and they've probably got their presents sorted. Some people I know have got their presents wrapped. Yes, I know, it's true. And then others, like me, I do enjoy Christmas. I'm not a Christmas denier. I know these days it seems quite trendy to, rumble, grinchy, you know, bah humbug, and not like Christmas because, too many things to do, gets in the way. I'm not that at all. I thoroughly enjoy Christmas. That said, I'm never organised with it, so everything always seems to be last minute. Always seems to be last minute getting the Christmas tree. Always seems to be the last minute doing the Christmas cards. I hope you still do some, I still do. Always seems to be definitely last minute doing the Christmas wrapping. Chiefly because I haven't got anything to wrap until last minute as well, so all the above. But I still enjoy it. The one thing I usually is sorted is something like the turkey. The turkey will be ordered, and we'll get that sorted one way or another, but the rest of it, hopeless. Anyway, we will have some festive music, a bit this evening and then more next week and so on and so forth. So, all good stuff, as they say, all good stuff. Right, now then, where are we going from there? Some Enchanted Evening, Joe Loss. And, of course, if you're of a certain vintage, you'll have seen Joe himself over here. As celebrated on a wonderful podcast you can catch, by the way, with Morris Powell and myself, talking about the heyday of the Villa Marina in the 1950s, or one particular year it is, with, I think it was the one year where Joe Loss was there, along with the all-girl band of Ivy Benson, there simultaneously. I think it was the only year it happened. But yes, those heydays of the big bands and local support bands as well. The old maestro would be playing support down there, down at the villa, and the hall would be packed and the garden would be packed. And oh, wonderful. I'm sure it must have rained at some stage, but we don't like to think about that, do we? Right, here's something that you might have done recently, if you're lucky. It's always a bit of a gamble at this time of the year, mostly because of the weather, although whilst we have a lovely shiny new boat, it has to be said it's not perhaps quite as reliable as some people thought it might have been. It seems to have teething problems, shall we be kind, teething problems, and quite a lot of teeth. On a steamer coming over, Henry Hall with Les Allen and Phyllis Robbins.
On a steamer coming over, life began all anew. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was she and there was I. What could we do? I knew I was a lucky rover. Every day our love grew. Our hopes were high, our hearts were free, and she and I were both at sea. What could we do? Sweet romance seemed to fill the air. It caught us unaware. We kissed one night beneath a yellow moon. And right then and there, we started humming a happy wedding tune. 'Twas on a steamer coming over. We both vowed to be true. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was she and there was I. What could we do?
Was on a steamer coming over. Life began all anew. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was he and there was I. What could we do? I knew I was a lucky rover. Every day our love grew. Our hopes were high, our hearts were free, and he and I were both at sea. What could we do? Sweet romance seemed to fill the air. It caught us unaware. We kissed one night beneath a yellow moon. And right then and there, we started humming a happy wedding tune. 'Twas on the steamer coming over. We both vowed to be true. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was he and there was I. What could we do? Coming over, we both vowed to be true. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was she and there was I. What could we do?
Les Allen, Phyllis Robbins, and Henry Hall and the boys. 'Twas on a steamer coming over, a perfect sky. The sun was out, it was warm, the sky was blue, a lovely sea. Is that summing up images of the steam packet in December. Maybe not, to be fair. Maybe not. But, you know, we have to use a little bit of a poetic license, I suppose. Quite a lot of poetic license. Les Allen, super popular in his day. He led to thousands and thousands of fan mail he used to get. He was a pretty handsome-looking guy. He could have been a bit of a rocker, looking at a little picture in the Book of Words, British England's second book of British dance bands, singers and smaller bands. There's a picture of Les there. And he almost seems to have a sort of, you know, like a 50s-style haircut, which he might have been. I don't know. It doesn't say when the picture was taken, but it looks like he's quite young. But really, really popular, and possibly helped by the fact he was a bit of a, maybe a bit of a heartthrob. And as I say, this is somewhat underlined by the fact that he was joined Henry Hall in the early 30s, and a combination, I dare say, of his good looks and the fact that Henry Hall was very popular as well in a massive band, more than 50,000 items of fan mail it was recorded in less than 2 years. So 25,000 plus letters a year he would get via Henry Hall. 25,000 a year. How many is that? No, I'm not going to try and work it out. It's a lot, anyway, isn't it? It's more than you get at Max Radio, I'll tell you that much. Particularly at the moment, very quiet. And then he performed with lots of bands, ran his own group for a while, lots and lots of records out. And he sort of, he was born in London, but was brought up in Canada, and he sort of went back and forth. So he returned to England in the 20s, spent the next 20 years in England, and then went back to Canada again in Toronto. But then I think the last thing that's noted about him was that in the 50s, mid-1950s, he came back to England for a reunion with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. Who knows, there might be a recording of that somewhere. You never know. You never know, do you? Here's a nice one. It used to be an old favourite of the maestro of this. I think he said it was one of his favourite tunes. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, done beautifully here by Bob Brookmeyer. Thank you.
Celebration is complete without a Christmas tree. Personally, I prefer an old-fashioned tree. Now, here's Don Rodney to tell you about the kind that I mean.
Neighbors all could see how we kept our Christmas merry and bright. I love the evening we trimmed the tree, and then we'd all sing carols and pledge goodwill toward men. Every year it's just an old-fashioned tree that brings all the joy of Christmas to me.
That's a nice one, isn't it? I told you we'd have something Christmassy somewhere along the line. Guy Lombardo. You heard him introducing the piece himself. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, another massively popular band at the time. They used to do their New Year's Eve special, I think, didn't they, over in the States. I'm trying to think where it was now. It was a big hotel, wasn't it? Went on for a long time. Super popular. And Guy himself, one of those polymaths again, he was a speedboat racer and a restaurateur and all sorts of things, as well as leading one of the most popular bands in the country as well. Don Rodney, as we heard him say, taking the vocals on a nice schmaltzy Christmassy number, isn't it? Although I'm sure you are nodding head again. Who doesn't like putting up the tree and dressing it, putting decorations on or whatever? I still like that myself, it has to be said. Yes, Don Rodney on the vocals and the old-fashioned Christmas tree. And before that, we did indeed have a nightingale singing in Berkeley Square. Something I don't think has ever happened and pretty unlikely to in the foreseeable future. However, the image of it conjured up beautifully by Bob Brookmeyer and, of course, the wonderful tones of none other than, yes, Stan Getz on the saxophone. Terrific stuff. Steve Coon piano, Roy Haynes drums, John Neves on the bass from the album Brookmeyer and Stan Getz, or just Stan Getz and Bob Brookmeyer. I don't think it says anything other than that about it, but wonderful stuff. Beautiful reading as well, really. Unmistakable sound of Stan Getz on the saxophone. Now, what about some ramblings? We had this several years ago. I think we featured a lot of old radio celebrities. It's quite nice to mix up a little bit of some of them. Some of them, yes, are clearly of their time. Others, I think, stand up pretty well. And I would argue that Mr. Gilly Potter stands up pretty well in my book. I rather like it. Ramblings, you know, than all that.
Good evening, everybody. This is Gilly Potter speaking to you. You know, Gilly Potter, the funny man. Mr. Gilly Potter from Hogs Norton and all that. I'm speaking to you tonight from Stratton House, Piccadilly. Not that I've given up my flat in Peabody's buildings. No, I'm speaking to you tonight from Stratton House, Piccadilly, merely because, between ourselves, I struck a patch of pretty good going lately. Firstly, I now get 1 and 6 pence a week for life for winning a football competition. On top of that, my old aunt Algebra, who married my mother's brother Euclid, has left me all her estate at Epsom, lying partly at the foot of the Downs, very largely in the hands of the mortgagee. But what you're dying to know, of course, is what I'm doing here at Stratton House, Piccadilly, and all that. Well, you see, it's like this. Last night I went down to consult my medical man, and after I told him my symptoms, listened to his usual temperance lecture, waited for him to wrap up the pills, all that, his last injunction to me, before the policeman told him to move his stall further away from the curb, was get out into the country, or get out of the country. I forget which. Something about the country, though, and by George, he was right. Now, there are several ways of getting into the country. You can go, for example, either from Baker Street or from sheer boredom, or for that matter, by road. You know, on foot, or on a bicycle, or by hanging on the back of a milk van, and all that. Though some folks prefer to motor. Now, there are several methods of getting a motor car. One is to wait until the owner goes to tea. Another is to wait until the car shop opens, then go in, make your choice, and come out with a 5 years guarantee. Or, if you prefer it, and many do, you may wait until the shop closes, and then go in and take your choice, and come out after a 5 years sentence. However, if you want a motor car that you can get easily, keep easily, lose easily, and find again easily, then go to University Motors Limited. You know, the car chaps. Cleanliness with comfort. Established 25 years. Back in 10 minutes and all that. Don't forget the limited, by the way. Though why limited, I do not know. For there is no limit to the number of universities from which these good fellows come, you know, Oxford, Cambridge, Kingston Bypass, and all that, nor to the variety of their cars, from expensive ones like Cascara Sagradas with two footmen, to cheaper ones like Hope Brothers with two collars. Nor again is there any limit to the courtesy of the staff, who never fail to remove their right gloves before shaking hands with a master of Otterhounds, and invariably raise their top hats when requesting the charlady to remove the empties. And as for their consideration in matters of financial arrangement, it's easier to get them to take back the car than to get them to take the first installment. They have also a part exchange system under which one may leave instead of money any old oddment, you know, harpoon or a rocking horse, season ticket to Surbiton and all that. Personally, I'm here now doing business for the York Ham. In short, you'll find them typical varsity men without a spot on their clothing to give a clue as to the nature of their last meal. And as to their appearance and address, I can vouch for the former and give you the latter, which is University Motors Limited, Stratton House, Piccadilly. Well, so long, everybody. Good hunting. Remember me to the wife. Thank the vicar for his harvest address, you know, and all that.
You say potato, I say potato. You say potato, and I say potato, potato. You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either. Neither, neither, let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we have to part, then that would break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off. Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. Like potatoes and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes, I like tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Why don't we call the whole thing off? You like bananas and I like bananas. You like pajamas, I like pajamas. Bananas, bananas, pajamas, pajamas. Why don't we call the whole thing off? Go for oysters and I go for oysters. I'll order oysters and give up the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off. Let's call the whole thing off. Let's call the that's called the Romeo.
Yeah, nice ending. Well, it was a sudden fade at the end, a sort of a lovely fade, and then it seems to cut a bit too quickly, doesn't it? But I'm rather like that fading as he disappears off into the distance. Just kept it going another 2 or 3 seconds, it would have been perfect. Anyway, Mel Torme, we've been digging into that one off from our friends Aphid from their collection of 4 classic albums. Let's call the whole thing off. Mel Torme sings Fred Astaire. And before that, Mr. Gilly Potter. He's still making me chuckle. I like the voice. I like the sort of the thing and all that. Mr. Gilly Potter and all that. One of the comedians of the day. I don't know. Anyone remember Mr. Gilly Potter anymore? Probably not, do they? But yes, I think he still brings a smile to the face. Doesn't do anything which would be, I think, deemed as non-PC, which obviously a lot of the old comics now, if you listen to them, stuff which would have raised a smile then would now be seen as rather unacceptable in our modern times. But Mr. Gilly Potter, I think, avoids that. It just sort of plays on class and a bit of general silliness and upper-class twerpishness, if that's a word. And I rather enjoy that. We might dig out a bit more of Mr. Gilly Potter at some stage. Cyril Stapleton, well, I promised you a bit of him. Why not hear him do Moonlight Serenade? Mistaken for thinking that it was Glenn Miller. It's an easy mistake to make, isn't it? It does sound remarkably like it. And he did emulate Glenn Miller somewhat. Always a great player, really had good people around him. If you had a Cyril Stapleton band playing, you knew it was going to be good stuff. And he really did, yeah. He loved the groups of Glenn Miller in the States and also Ted Heath in the UK, and pretty much wanted to give that sort of quality sound and top-notch dance music, and I think he pretty much succeeded with that. And when he left college, he was working with the BBC. He was a violinist with the BBC Dance Orchestra under the direction of Henry Hall, who we've heard this evening, of course, but then had to put his career on a hold when his mum fell ill and had to leave the band in order to travel back up north to look after her. And then when he resumed working, it seemed that perhaps he'd missed his chance to get to the top, and engagements were a bit hard to come by. But he kept at it, and by the outbreak of the Second War, he played with Jack Payne and Billy Turnant as well. And then, of course, there was war. He played his full part in that, but then appeared on radio afterwards. And by the mid-50s, he'd clocked up quite a few chart hits, would you believe, with Decca. Elephant Tango, Blue Star, The Italian Theme, all Cyril Stapleton, The Happy Whistler, and also one of Leroy Anderson's Forgotten Dreams. And in the States, his recording of the children's marching song from the film The Inn of the Sixth Happiness was, along with Blue Star, a million seller, would you believe? And also made dozens of albums of really top-notch orchestral music, capitalising on the new LP, of course, because you could play longer on the LP, the Microgroove LP, rather than the old shellac 78s. He was in there as well, quite a character, and wonderful music. But now, as they say, it is all just long ago and far away. Long Ago and Far Away, an arrangement there by Robert Farnan and sung by Isabel Buchanan. Very nice. It's we're crossing over into Morris Powell's territory. There, you can imagine that featuring on A Little Light Music on a Thursday night, couldn't you? Very nice indeed. He likes a bit of Robert Farnan, I think. Isabel herself, born in Glasgow in 1956 and studied at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, and started her singing career with the Australian Opera in 1975, and appeared in Glyndebourne born in 1978 and in 1981, and sang with the Vienna State Opera in 1978 and 1979, was in Parsifal and Covent Garden, and then has been singing all over the world since then. I'm just trying to think whether she was still going. No, is she? I think she's not going anymore, or at least performing anymore, but I stand to be corrected there. I honestly don't know, if I'm being really honest about it. Fine voice, though, doesn't she? Reminds me a little bit of Tilly... you'd think it might be Dame Tilly Tikanoa, mightn't you, with that. A little collection from the White Cliffs of Dover. Wartime favourites, Isabel Buchanan, and she was singing there with the English Chamber Orchestra. Very nice they were, too. Eat your heart out, Morris, yes. I know, we do have a bit of crossover from time to time, and why not? It's very much on the sweet side of sweet and swing for us, that, wasn't it? Rather than swinging. Whereas the boys and girls at Enser, they're much more on the swing side, I would imagine. Something like this.
When they hear the fellow's gun, because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin' scootin' shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, a ragtime cowboy.
Give me my boots and saddle, sir.
Well, hello, Joe. What do you know?
Well, I just got back from a rodeo.
I say, did you learn to pack?
Well, yes, by heck.
Shoot the cattle, lick the Joe, boy.
Out in Arizona, where the bad men are, the only one to guide you is the Evening Star.
Yes, sir.
The roughest, toughest man by far.
He's ragtime cowboy Joe.
Got my name for singing to the cows and sheep. Every night and night I sing the herd to sleep.
He likes the wide open spaces
in a bass so rich and deep. We sing soft and low.
He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse that's syncopated and under such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run,
I'm a runner.
When they see me going down the road,
to Rizzo, light on.
He's high for loops, son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy.
Upstart cowboy.
A ragtime cowboy, Joe. Yoo-hoo!
Ragtime cowboy Joe. I told you it was a bit of a swinger. Enser getting a storming reception there from their audience, and why not? Good stuff indeed. And brought to us there by Dorothy Carlos and Johnny Green. To Sweet and Swing, still a couple more to go, I think, before we get to the top of the hour. Do stay with us. Lovely to have your company. And don't forget to drop us a line sometime. It has been quiet of late. I don't know whether people are losing the will to write, or just maybe everything they love it so much they don't want to say anything. Or maybe dislike it so much everyone turns off. Who knows? I'd like to think it's the former. But if you've got any thoughts or anything you'd like to say, just drop us a line. Howard Kane, C-A-I-N-E, at manxradio.com. With a request, maybe something for Christmas, perhaps something you'd like to be featured, something you'd like for next year, anything like that, or just to say hello, particularly if you're in the old faraway club and you're listening via the podcast in somewhere warm and sunny, particularly Australia or South America or India or somewhere like that. I don't know. But it's lovely to hear from you one way or another. It'd always be very pleased. I think we've got a bit of time for something from our classic motoring music. And before that, I think we'll have a little bit of this. Betty Bolton with Spike Hughes, Moanin' Low. Very nice indeed. Betty Bolton with Spike Hughes in 1931, Moanin' Low. She was an interesting character, Betty Hughes, in that she was right there at the beginning of television. She started out as a child performer in the First War. She was on stage when she was sort of in single figures, but then was involved in the, what it would be, late 20s, 30s, with the early experimental television transmissions of John Logie Baird, and went on to make quite a few appearances, if you're of a certain vintage again, on Children's Hour. She was an assistant to Derek McCulloch, or of course, better known as, altogether now, Uncle Mac. And then during the 30s, as we heard her there, and late 20s, she made quite a few dance band recordings with the likes of Spike Hughes there, and also Van Phillips, Roy Fox, Sid Phillips, Alan Ray Starita, George Scott Wood, and Jay Wilbur. Great picture of her there as well. She played the ukulele, apparently. And if you're of that persuasion, I can tell you she had very nice legs. Yeah, I suppose you can't say that these days either, can you? Thank you.
down in Jimtown, Tennessee, Deacon Amos Lowdown Lee shouts religion to a trifling flock. All week long he stays away, but on Sunday that's his day. You should see that church begin to rock. Sinners hit the trail when he starts in to wail. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man Satan. He's on the wrong side waiting. Keep on the right side of the road. Once you let the devil take your hand, you'll never get to Hallelujah Land. I see a great day dawning. You'd better heed my warning. Stay on the right side of the road. Stay on the right side, sister. Don't delay. Shine up with the righteous, yes.
Probably recognise the voice there. Fairly young Bing Crosby. Stay on the right side of the road. Bing with the Dorsey Brothers back in 1934. And that fits into our classic motoring music. I've been quite enjoying some of these. It's been a really weird and wonderful selection from the full-on novelty numbers through to some really rather quite nice ones as well. I think we've got, I was just looking, I think we might have one or two more we can still indulge in one way or another. I was looking at there. We've done quite a few of them over the last few weeks, but I think there's a couple more left. I did enjoy Gertie the Girl with the Gong. I thought it was a nice one. And also very historical, I guess. Henry's Made a Lady out of Lizzie. Remember that one? Billy Jones and Ernest Hare back in the 1920s. And of course, the Lizzie being the Tin Lizzie, the Model T Ford. Yes. Well, I think we haven't had a song in a taxi yet, have we? We might try and get that next week. And also, I see Cyril Stapleton does Highway Patrol. We'd better feature that as well, haven't we? But we'll save that for another week as well. Rounds it up for another week, I reckon. As I say, any thoughts, ideas, requests, drop me a line. Be lovely to hear from you. Howard Kane, all lowercase, at manxradio.com. Or if you prefer, you can of course use the old snail mail, as they say. Howard at Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, IM15BW. Same time, same place, next week. Cheerio.